From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, conservatives debate the merits of the California recall, voice of the people or ravings of the mob. There are now 135 official recall candidates, including business persons, an ex-cop, a sumo wrestler, and most notably Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yesterday, famed investor Warren Buffett agreed to become his campaign financial advisor. Otherwise, though, we've heard very little from Arnold since he entered the race a week ago. But one way to discover the actor politician is through the 1977 documentary Pumping Iron, about his bodybuilding beginnings and quest for the Mr. Olympia title. I called the film's director, producer, and writer, George Butler. George Butler, do we see things in this film that are relevant for people who might want to know Arnold Schwarzenegger today?
We completely got Arnold in the film Pumping Iron, and he is very much the same person now, maybe older, maybe wiser, as he was then.
A number of other people agree in that assessment of the film. Some of them write that you got it so directly that this is the film Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't want people to see. I guess some people see a kind of a darker side to Arnold Schwarzenegger in this.
Well, there certainly is some truth to that, but Arnold is not your average politician. And I think with Arnold, you get this curious new way of dealing with the press in which he kind of puts it all out there. And there are going to be millions of voters who say to themselves, my goodness, what an extraordinary man, what an extraordinary body. And they're thrilled by the way in which he's able to become Mr. Olympia time and time again and win the contests. And when he's going mano a mano against his rival in the movie, you know, he's triumphant.
The winner of the 1975 overall Mr. Olympia, the one and only, the greatest, Arnold Schwarzenegger!
Well, in this bodybuilding contest, in fact, he does attain a fantastic physical look. But one almost thinks that he wins this contest not just because he's pumped so much iron, but because he actually outthinks his opponents.
But isn't that the characteristic of a great champion? I mean, Arnold is unusual, and he took this passage, which was the hardest possible passage to fame and fortune, to go to be a movie star by being a bodybuilder.
Experiencing pain in your muscles and aching, and just then go on and go on and then go on. And this last two or three or four repetitions, that's what makes actually the muscle then grow. If you can go through this pain barrier, you make it to be a champion. If you can't go through, forget it. And that's what most people lack, is on this having the guts.
There is, I think, a presumption that people who are obsessed with their own physical appearance are kind of shallow, that they're foolish in some way. Arnold Schwarzenegger must be aware of that idea. How does he deal with that?
Bodybuilding, when it was done at its best by people like Arnold and the other guys in Pumping Iron, does involve a kind of narcissism and value judgment. But it also worked very well and was very entertaining to the public.
I don't have any weak points because everything fits together now, and all I have to do now is get my posing routine down more perfect, which is almost impossible to do, you know. It's perfect already. Wait when you see it.
When you knew Arnold Schwarzenegger almost 30 years ago, did you think then that this guy was going to be more than just a very successful bodybuilder?
I had no idea what his final destiny would be. But I remember very clearly, Alex, you interviewed me in 1990 when I published the book Arnold Schwarzenegger, A Portrait, and you were properly skeptical of some of the assertions of that book. and look where we are today, where Arnold is the would-be king of California.
George Butler, producer and director of the film Pumping Iron, co-author of the book Pumping Iron, The Art and Sport of Bodybuilding, and author of Arnold Schwarzenegger, A Portrait. Thank you, George.
You're very welcome, Alex. It's a pleasure.
And you can see images from George Butler's black and white portfolio of Arnold, the champion bodybuilder, at npr.org.